Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Morning to you and to yours. Let's see, who would be considered mine? Jennifer, you want to be considered mine?
Sure.
You make this the...
Will you be mine?
Yeah, will you be mine tomorrow? So it's the Dougie and Jennifer program. How's that with Richie and Kenny? How's that? All right, hello. This is Monday morning. It's the 3rd of August. Can you believe it?
No.
August 3rd.
No.
1, 2, 3, and they're not strikes. So Tom Brady's birthday is today. There are two people who have
Let's
the
give
same...
him a vacation.
Right. Yeah. Your prize is a 4-week vacation.
Yeah.
On them.
Give them some air.
Yeah, right.
Send them a pump.
Mm-hmm. Airbnb.
Cell phone.
Yeah,
so,
cell phone.
There are two people with the initials TB. Tom Brady, who's 38 today, and Tony Bennett, who's 89 today.
Hmm.
Our thought of the day comes from Mr. Bennett. To work is to feel alive. Wow, what a wonderful... I'm on top of that. That's right.
Up your alley.
It is, as a matter of fact. Let's see what else is up our alley. The lawsuits will begin today, as the president unveils a set of environmental regulations devised to, he says, sharply cut the warming greenhouse gas emissions from power plants and to transform the electric energy industry. So your bill will be twice as much, like everything else that he's touched, twice as much after they're done fiddling with it as it was before. And do we have benefit, gain? Some people say yes, some people say no. I think it's hard to, again, fly in the face of what is natural, and man is part of nature. So whether you buy into man-made versus natural or not, I don't. I think that what man does is part of what man has been brought here to do, good or bad. We don't know. We can't figure all of this stuff out. It does seem that it's bad to have beyond... The concept is great. The concept here is to not have more of the fossil fuel elements, what's left, for after you burn whatever it is that was produced by the fossils, the particles that in some circumstances, when it comes from coal, for example, pretty large, and they do affect... Remember the acid rain you grew up on, Jennifer?
I did. You grew up on acid rain.
You used to look at the cars
and see the little spots. Yeah.
Little spots. They didn't go away when you washed the car.
Right.
Yeah, they ate into it. So, anyway, major corporations, industrial groups will challenge these rules. You can be sure of that. It'll be in court forever and ever, long after Mr. Obama gets out of office. So, who thinks this is a good idea? 888-302-3684. I don't know that it's a bad idea, but I don't know that I trust these people to engage in something that hasn't got some sort of manifest destiny tied to it. And when I say that, the manifest destiny isn't in the best interest of everybody. It's in the interest of a few.
Right.
And so...
Don't care who we stomp on to get this. Or
right. Yeah, we don't care.
Or what
whatever we have to do.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with health care. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, and email if you'd like, Jen, Rich, or Doug, or Ken, however you would like to communicate with us, help yourself. It's all three of those names. No, four, huh? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, four. Ken, Rich, Jennifer, and Doug at DougStephan.com. I had a very restless night. Didn't sleep well at all. Does it sound like I didn't sleep well at all?
I don't know. It's kind of like when I get overly tired and I'm like...
So that's what it sounds like.
Okay, with the president, though, just a real quick thing. I think that you know, I realize with the president, because he, when he does things, I often agree with the end result, but I don't often agree with the way he gets there.
Yes, right.
Like health care for everyone sounds great.
It's a really good
way he got there.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Making the world, you know, the air cleaner sounds great.
Yep.
Just don't always like the way he gets there. So you know.
All right. So here's something we're going to have to outlaw immediately, if not sooner.
Magic markers.
Why? What'd they do?
They smell.
They do, but they don't necessarily use it. You can put perfume in them, and they smell good.
No, you can't.
How do you know?
Magic markers are always going to knock you out.
No, no. Get a needle and fill up the syringe with some perfume, and then stick the needle down into the neck of the magic marker.
Surgery on magic markers.
It'll be fine.
Now that we've cured that issue.
Yeah. Next thing we need to cure are wildfires. I'm putting a petition together to make them illegal. Let's send one of those petitions. You know how they have hundreds of thousands of names on these various petitions? Let's outlaw wildfires.
I'm against wildfires.
Wildfires.
You know who's sponsor?
No,
Smokey
you
the
and
Bear.
Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
Northern California firefighters and firefighters in Oregon and Washington this weekend, 8,000 acres, I think it was, in Northern California, Jen, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me
huge.
Something like that. This is the second weekend of that. Last weekend, it was in Southern California and jumped over the 15. Remember, burned up a bunch of cars?
Again, the second one.
Yeah. So, this is something that is a catastrophe that will happen as long as we have drought and heat and climate change.
And sometimes dumb people, because a lot of these things are starting naturally.
Smokes out the window.
Right. Most of these, right?
Lightning.
Lightning.
Yeah. So that will then outlaw lightning. What about that? Let's see if we can catch lightning in a bottle. Whoa, what an idea. What a concept. Who's for that? Lightning?
Who's going to be the catcher for that?
Well, Doug likes
Ben
to
Franklin.
Let him volunteer.
Ben Franklin. Didn't he have our thought of the day last week, Kenny? One day last week?
Recently, last week or two.
Okay. All right, I want to talk to you about Jennifer's face and her eyes and the things that are around her eyes.
Hey!
Uh-huh. I have everybody's
it's a good bra, okay?
Yeah. Jennifer and Jenucel. How about that for a combo?
I know. We're a match
in
heaven.
Jenucel is for Jennifer.
Boy,
Jen,
do I need it today.
And her cells.
First of all, let me just tell you why I need it. And then you can tell me about how good it's going to make me look.
Okay.
Monday, I went out with one of your competitors for dinner.
No.
And I went to the movies. And I didn't get home till too late. Man.
Monday? Last Monday. He's not my competitor anymore. He just doesn't
No, he's not.
Job.
You're right. We don't have to worry about him. We knocked him out.
He's gone.
Yeah, and then Saturday, my aunt died, and I stayed up until 4 a.m. making dough for Czech cookies that we made yesterday. Yes, as a
Czech
family.
Cookies?
They're called kolachki. Mm-hmm.
Really?
4 a.m., and I learned something.
Really?
I learned that even though I think I'm still really young, I don't recover like I used to.
Yeah. Hallelujah on that one, sister.
Really?
The kids are like, hey, Daddy, can we sleep in the tent in the backyard tonight? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That works out well. So bring on the Jenucel.
All right. Mm-hmm. The dog was snoring last night, and that's why I needed today. So whatever it is that has caused you to have circles, dark circles under your eyes, may I suggest that you try a product called Jenucel, which has been around for a while. We've helped thousands of people see the light, see the bags and puffiness go away, lines around your eyes. That's what stem cell therapy has produced. The product is Jenucel, and it works beyond what your expectations might be because it's so quick. And now there's a new product called Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Powerful, all natural, precisely targeting the dark circles under your eyes. So you have four things to conquer with Jenucel and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. One of them is the puffiness, the bags under your eyes. That's water. The serum in Jenucel extracts it. There are circles that certainly are there, and then the lines that develop around your eyes. And so with all of these things together, you're going to look like $1 million the day after you get your first treatment of Jenucel. You can get that treatment by dialing 800-543-9400. 9262. How about that? Call right now. Think about it. And mention my name, Doug Steffen. Get free express shipping, 800-543-9262. Plus, they'll throw in a luxury gift that'll help you a lot with your looks. Genucel. All the right reasons to call this number now, 800-543-9262. Look like Jennifer will when you grow up after she puts on her Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. 800-543-9262. Summer sale won't last forever. Right now, though, you take advantage of all these things being sold together for one price, 800-543-9262. BIC knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join BIC's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take BIC's pledge to save handwriting at BICFightForYourWrite.com. That's BICFightForYourWrite, W-R-I-T-E.com.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Oh, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. Jennifer Warren, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. Another item to be taken to court. A federal appeals court locked down America's largest national forest from logging, in a decision that reversed a Bush-era bid to open up Alaska. And the folks that run Alaska, the state officials, are not happy about it. The ruling is a disappointment and a severe setback for the economy of Southeast Alaska, says the chairman of the Natural Resources Committee, Lisa Murkowski, who's from Alaska. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, 6-5 decision, lifted Tongass National Forest longstanding exemption from a 2001 federal mandate called the Roadless Rule. The rule prohibits the road construction and timber harvesting across millions of acres of national forests, and it includes Alaska. I was up in New Hampshire over the weekend, and we drove 40 miles through a national forest, and I was talking to Meredith about how much land the government owns.
How much I bet she loved that.
Yeah.
Way to romance her.
It was a conversation about the reality of what the government owns, it controls. We were enjoying the beauty, the flora and the fauna.
Yeah, until you started yapping.
Best way to get your girlfriend in the mood.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So there were two of us at this movie. I found one person who liked it and one person who didn't. I was the person who liked Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. The bad guys were bad. The good guys were good. They introduced a new character. Bing Rames came back again, which was welcome. New lady, I don't know. Her last name is Ferguson. I remember her. I didn't recognize her from being anywhere. But she was quite good and quite believable. There was good chemistry between her and Tom Cruise. But it was exactly, in my opinion, exactly what you would expect to get, like a James Bond movie. I saw the trailer for that, too. People seen the trailer for the James Bond movie this time?
Yep.
Looks a little dark, but it's...
All of those, the new ones are, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, I didn't think this was. I didn't think Mission Impossible was dark. You have some of the more exciting scenes from...
The syndicate is real, and they know who we are. You need Rogue Nation, trained to do what we do.
An anti-IMF.
They're coming after us with everything they've got.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome that they use Zeppelin in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the music is what they... What I like about... One of the things I like about it is the way they trail the music in. The real... I mean, there are little riffs of music. When there is a change in the action, you hear a little... Dun, 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 dun. And then...
Was Jeremy Renner... He was in this too, right?
Jeremy Renner sort of played the intermediary. He was... I think he wasn't strong enough like Bing Rames. I think that's why they brought Bing Rames back again. But the two of them together were good compliments to one another, the way the action played out. So,
and who was the baddie this time?
The bad guy was somebody that I didn't recognize either in terms of being an actor, actor's name. I think he's a German guy, but he...
Should have said in the credit. German guy. German guy. Bad guy, German guy.
German guy. Well, actually, there was a Brit who was... was the fellow that ran MI6 that was sort of a bad guy, in a way.
But it just, great. Spoiler alert!
It's 2 hours and 15 minutes, and it's a romp through wildness. That's what it is. So, and I think it was probably easily number one this weekend, right? Well, how'd Vacation do?
Vacation did 14.8 million.
I saw Vacation.
Mission Impossible did 56 million.
Right. So, you like Vacation, Jen?
It was very silly. I wouldn't recommend it for you. It's just stupid bathroom sex humor, but fun. I mean, it was funny. It was funny.
That's my kind of movie.
Yeah.
So I don't like stupid bathroom.
You'd be like, this is stupid. Rich would like this movie. Ken would like this movie. It was, I mean, I liked it because there were some cameos from Chevy Chase, who looks terrible, by the way,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Beverly D'Angelo.
How's she look?
Great. Oh, she looks good. Just like a little older version of herself.
Yeah.
So, but,
Wally World, here we come.
What the hell is that?
That's a 2015 Tartan Prancer. It's the Honda of Albania. Let's hit the road.
What kind of would drive his family across the country?
Audrey, Dad wanted us to be close, and that's all I want for my family.
She gotta go faster.
We don't have to go any faster.
Okay, maybe if I press this rapid button, I'll like give it a boost or something.
Yes.
What's happening?
I'm a swimmer.
Oh, no, I don't have one.
So how is Kelly Bundy?
She was good, but I like her. I think she's very likable on screen,
yeah.
So she could be in anything, and I would like it. Now, the funny thing is that we've seen this movie after dinner at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. My dad, Mancal. Next thing I know, I hear snoring. I turn over, my dad's napping. It wasn't quiet.
You know, that tells you a little something about the reality of it. So, Kenny, you saw what?
Lisa, and my wife and I went to see The Minions.
Yeah, and you
like animated from DreamWorks. Yeah, it was very cute.
Yeah.
A lot of great music, great 60s soundtrack. Beatles, The Doors. It was terrific.
Yeah. Super duper. All right, so there it is, the entertainment review for the weekend on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm Mark Green, your host today, with Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones. Coming right up, is it okay for private citizens to negotiate with hostage takers over their loved ones?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones. Is it okay for private citizens to negotiate with hostage takers over their loved ones?
This is an incredibly difficult policy, and one reason the Obama administration is in a difficult position is the position of not negotiating with terrorists in order not to encourage more hostage taking is not supported by European allies and others who at times have paid for the return of their own citizens. So it's hard to have this policy if you're the only country doing this. I think it's very hard to tell families you can't do what you think you need to do, and we do know of instances where news organizations and others, you know, they don't talk about this, it's not publicly acknowledged, have paid to get people back.
I think it's a bad idea to negotiate with terrorists per se, but there is, of course, a material difference between the public and the private here. If the government, in other words, if everybody in the United States, both via the official policy of that government and by the public purse, are implicated, then the government has to take a decision. In a private case, if a family is involved and nobody else is, then the negative consequences fall solely on them. So although I think it's a bad idea, I do think that that distinction is an important one.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
So 33 after the hour now, 27 and change before the next top of the hour, the next bell rings. That's the 7 o'clock there, yeah. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. It's Monday. A lot of things have happened over the weekend. And so I'm here to tell you, and Jennifer's here to tell you, Kenny's here to tell you, Richie's here to tell you. And then what do we think about what's going on? We think Donald Trump, I think collectively, is the strongest of all of the Republican candidates. Yeah, we think like that.
At least the loudest.
Right. Well, whatever.
Definitely the loudest.
Yeah. Loudest, yeah, right.
I was telling the boys strong on the break that I am so ready for this debate. I mean, like, debate week to me is like the Super Bowl.
They will cover nothing
else
of substance. It'll just be all wrestling.
It's going to be awesome.
Verbal wrestling.
That's awesome.
You know what it's going to do?
Yeah.
It's going to get those politicians to have to defend this
right
garbage that they spew all the time.
The ones who are the politicians.
And Trump is just going to stomp all over them and say, what are you going to do? And they're going to have to actually defend what they do. Mm-hmm. Now, instead of feeding us these backhanded lines where they try and dig their way out of stuff. I hate it, and people hate it, and that's why he's doing as well as he is.
Well, hopefully hate isn't part of it, because we need to have less of that.
Just tired of it.
We are tired. We're very tired.
Tired of listening to their garbage.
Well, we're as tired of that as we are just generally speaking, it's Monday morning. Tired. Okay,
Trump is going to have to come up with some substance.
Yeah.
A lot of
that
what
too.
He's been saying has been, I'm going to get rid of that and replace it with something good.
Yep, and now he's going to have to get to the
this
to
is
the
where he sinks or swims. Right?
No more spaghetti rigatoni for me.
That's right. That's great. It's going to be awesome.
Right. 888-303.
You're going to come over?
Come over. Popcorn and beer.
Put your feet up and just enjoy.
We went shopping. We did a little shopping around in North Conway yesterday.
And you and your lady friend?
Yes. And
where in the world is North Conway?
North Conway is in central Conway. Northern New Hampshire. Very nice. Beautiful. Just this time of year is terrific. And I was amazed the number of people. This is a ski town, but the place was crawling with people. So I went into a couple of those stores that it should be, instead of outside, it says North Conway 5 and Dime, the old 5 and Dime stores. It should just say tourist trap on the outside of the door.
What's inside the 5 and Dime?
Well, something I got for you and for Richie and for Kenny.
What?
Little. What do you mean, what?
Well, like, we'd never see you, so what are you going to get?
Well, then you'll never get it.
What is it, Dougie?
It was a nice
time. It's a brand new car.
Exactly. So, speaking of New Hampshire, Donald Trump goes to New Hampshire. He leads the 14 Republican candidates. On the other side of the aisle, Vice President Joe Biden has begun to explore a possible presidential campaign.
He wasn't going to run, but since Hillary's been kind of wavering a little bit.
What do you think Hillary thinks about Joe Biden?
From everything I've read, she's ticked.
I'd love to hear, be the fly on the wall for that conversation and that phone call.
Yeah?
Because you know she's like, this is mine. This is my
I deserve
time.
It.
And
I deserve
knows, it. She knows this is a failure of hers that he's even running. I mean, he wasn't going to run.
So? What are the results of that?
Let me tell you something. When you got Bernie Sanders climbing up your coattails, Biden's got to be going, well, time for me to get in.
I heard that he wasn't going to make a decision, and maybe he still won't. I mean, I suspect he'll probably announce in a couple weeks, like you said, he's making a decision. But if Bernie Sanders had beaten Hillary in New Hampshire, which many pundits are saying he will, then that was when Joe was going to jump in. But
Jump in, Joe. A lot of people started talking last week when the wing of that 777 was found, and now experts believe it was from MH370. I don't even like referring to MH370. It was the Malaysian airliner that nobody could find. It's been missing for a year, and it's now sort of washed up on the shore of some little island somewhere, I think, wasn't it? Wasn't there any place that anybody would have been looking for it? So is this a section of the airplane? It has been determined it is from a 777. So there aren't too many 777s that are missing at the moment. And they don't generally just drop parts of planes off into the ocean.
Thank God.
So maybe they've found this thing. But the other side of it is that the Indian Ocean is so big, they couldn't find bits and pieces of it before. So this washes ashore. Then how much more money? Why bother? So the plane is missing. But why do we spend? This is an international thing. You and I both know what the United States government will do is jump into this thing, send planes and maybe a submarine to go look for the thing. Why? What's the point? The plane isn't...
We can't stand not knowing.
Right.
And it's worth all the millions it'll take to find it to you?
Let me tell you, you think it's
a good way of spending money?
If you get on a plane, they know that people get on a plane and they want to know. They want to have concrete answers as to what happened to that plane. And if you don't know, everybody that gets on a plane from here on out will be wondering, what happened to it and could have happened to me?
Nah, I've been on a plane a couple of dozen times since this thing went down.
You're not your average traveler.
Thank you. I'm a who's a blue traveler. Okay, Uber. Excuse me, U-B-E-R. Uber. In the news. A lot of attention paid to this company. One of the most clever ways of creating a... This is... those of you who know what this program is about, you know that we devote a lot of time to entrepreneurs, to people who are inventors, folks who come up with ideas that sort of underscore the American dream. I had two examples of that this weekend on my trip to New Hampshire. One of them was the Cranmore Inn where we stayed. A couple of fellas from New Jersey who were looking for a place to buy, a business to run, and they bought this inn, fixed it up. They are open 7 days a week. every day of the year, and they have created a nice business, a family business. And when I looked at this and I looked at some of the other things that were going on, I thought, wow, isn't this special? But it is beaten by the train. There's a dinner train that runs through the mountains in this area, and there is a young couple who bought this from an older couple, the concept and the train cars and that sort of thing. And they have fixed up, we were in a 1954 dining car that used to be on the Illinois Central. And it was fabulous. The way they had fixed up this train and the dining, not only
the car. So you sit at tables, right?
Sit at tables.
Uh-huh.
The food was fabulous. And the people were attending to us, the family, the wife, the husband, and the way, it was fabulous. And they were, I'd say he was 41, 42, she maybe in mid to late 30s, 2-year-old baby. And they work on this thing around the clock, around the year, and they have created something fabulous. I was so proud of them, and I said that to them. What a great job they did. So when I look at that sort of thing, and you look at some of the other things that have been created here, I think Uber originally came out of San Francisco, did they not?
They did.
Yeah. So there are a number.
The government hates Uber, though.
Well, but that's, you know what? That says something in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a proposed cap on Uber and other for-hire vehicles in New York. This company was a couple of months ago supposedly worth about $40 billion. They said they would not flood the streets with their cars. There was a compromise reached last week between the city of New York and Uber. Traffic study showed that if there were more Uber cars out there, and I guess Lyft, that other company is kind of like Uber,
mm-hmm.
They were asking to have some sort of recognition. Uber says it'll maintain its current rate of growth and not flood the streets. But the discussion started 4 months ago when Uber was valued at $40 billion. Today, Monday, there's a new round of funding coming in, and the excitement over Uber and investors saying, I want to buy into this. They pushed the value of the company close to $51 billion. A car coming that doesn't own anything.
Yeah.
They own nothing.
Yep.
Except an app.
An app.
Genius. Yeah. Yep.
Air.
And they're worth $51 billion. And now, one of the things that they've started in California is Uber for kids.
Yeah, taking kids to school.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Jeez. Right. Isn't it just...
That is genius.
It is.
One of the guys here, one of the producers of the Laura Ingraham show, is like, okay, he's got some Prius and stuff like that. He started driving Uber in his neighborhood.
My son was going to do it.
Time.
My son was going to do it in his spare time. Got a new car. They approved it. He hasn't done it because he's got other stuff that's going on, but it's there. Anytime you want to drive for him, they'll just put you on right away.
That's the thing, though. You get into a taxi, you assume that the taxi has gone through some kind of a qualification to be on the road.
Although there's a lot of junk out there. Mm-hmm.
That the drivers have been vetted and that they're insured. Now, every Uber car I've ever been in is very nice.
Clean as a whistle. Yeah.
Much
drivers
nicer than
are clean.
Any cab I've ever been in.
Yep.
The drivers have all been nice, but I don't know the vetting process.
I do. You want to tell the story, Jen? I know what Brendan went through.
What did he go through?
Brendan went through a complete vetting. They took his driver's license. They took him physical.
Seriously?
He had a new car, and he just got a new car, and they went through that. They registered him with a process, gave him the stuff that he needed to
background check.
The app. Yes. Yep.
Because I've heard from several people that they just meet you in a parking lot, they look at your car, take your insurance information, write down your driver's license number, and that's it.
They went through him anyway.
Insurance. Is it on the owner of the car's insurance or Uber?
You
insurance?
I don't know that answer, Richie. I didn't ask him. I'll ask
from
him.
From what I've heard, it's your insurance, your personal insurance.
Well, then, and if they require you to have whatever.
So what does State Farm and Allstate and all those guys think about that, I wonder? If you're using your personal car as for a professional driving service.
And that's a speculative question. Don't have an answer to it, but it's a good question. Yeah, that's a question to ask.
I just see that kind of thing blowing up. Somebody gets killed in the back of an Uber car. And Allstate says, we never approved this.
So there's a suit going on. A handful of drivers in Northern California is suing. They're supposedly suing on behalf of the entire California drivers group. They asked the San Francisco judge to reject the request by the drivers. There were four or five of them, I think, to try their case as a class action case. The drivers are suing Uber on the grounds that they ought to be labeled employees, not independent contractors, because they want benefits. You knew this was going to happen, but they are the classic independent contractor. They are not entitled under the law to any of the things that if you're working full-time, you are an employee at will. You can call in when you're ready to go to work. You call in or you do whatever it is on the computer, and they assign you when you want to go off, you go off. If you don't want to work, you don't have to. It's a classic. They're so wrong in this, and that's why they'll lose. But it just shows you, again, the point in me talking about Uber and all the facets of it were to just acknowledge what a great idea it was. Time has come for it. They found a niche in America. They've only been in business for, what, 5-6 years? How long have they been around?
I don't know.
May not even be that long. And now, with no employees and with no assets, they're worth $51 billion because of a concept. I think it's genius, frankly, and I take my hat off to them, and I use them whenever I can. 13.5 for the hour, 47 after, on the Monday Good Day program.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Man. Be responsibly.
When you head out for fun in the sun this summer, make sure you're protected and connected with enough sunscreen and data to cover all your summer moments. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Net10 Wireless is now offering 5 gigabytes of data at 4G LTE speed and unlimited talk and text on America's best networks to all customers for only $50 a month. So you'll have more of what you need to keep up your fun in the sun. That means more data to capture all those fun summer memories. Did you know that 5 gigabytes gives you over 5,000 photo uploads or more than 90 hours of music streaming time? You can keep busy all summer long sharing special summer moments or just relaxing knowing you're still connected. More data equals more memories. With no contracts, no credit checks, there are no surprises, unlike that pesky burn from too little sunscreen. Net10 Wireless is easy to find at 100,000 retailers across the country, including Best Buy, Kmart, Walmart, and more. It's also available online at net10wireless.com.
How much longer until the KIDSs are back in SCHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Spirit for back-to-school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in-store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
All right, so the boys and girls here on Good Day have been doing some research into Uber and how they the questions that Richie and Jennifer and Kenny were asking are good questions. So what did you find out as answers for insurance and that sort of thing so that people who get in the cars either know what they're getting or would be worried about it or not worried about it? It sounds like you satisfied yourself with the answers to the questions.
Yeah, I'm at the uber.com/driver jobs. So from there, website, they say when you're offline, meaning you're not working, you use your own personal insurance.
Mm-hmm.
When you are online, meaning you're working but you do not have a passenger, they provide contingent liability coverage of up to $50,000 injury, $100,000 total injury, and $25,000 property damage. And when you are on a trip, meaning you have a passenger, they provide commercial insurance of $1 million of third-party liability.
Pretty good.
See, I think the reason it's successful is because people appreciate just decent service. We've become now in the last, 10, 12 years, we're a service-based economy in many ways, but the service sucks for most any entity you go. You can't find people on the phone to talk to when you're doing business with Verizon or Time Warner or somebody like that, even when you're buying a car. After you see the salesman, how do you get your service taken care of? Good luck.
What? Average earnings per hour, according to their little chart.
Yeah.
If you drive a taxi, a chauffeur, a limo, you're going to make about 10, almost 11 bucks.
They make 7.
You drive a bus, $14.21. You drive a heavy truck, $18. You drive Uber, $19.50.
Wow.
51 after on Good Day.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Well, 53 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Monsieur Greg Sabine, who is very French, like Pierre. He likes to...
Oh, he is my friend.
Oui, oui.
That's all the French I know.
That's good. Okay, well, that's more than Rich knows.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so we're here to discuss technology innovation, the new products that are around. As it happens, Greg likes Kickstarter, and he's going to explain why that's the case in just a matter of moments here. Kickstarter is a crowdfunding, if you've ever heard of crowdfunding. I have been somebody who's talked about it for a couple of years. Love the concept. Again, a way to keep American businesses going and growing. So we'll find out the latest application of it. in Greg's mind, just a matter of moments, plus whatever else is going on. Top stories from technology for this Monday on Good Day coming right up.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
All right, so let's focus on Kickstarter campaigns. There's Indiegogo. There are all kinds of different companies that have started crowdfunds, and I think so far about $5 or $6 billion have been raised through these various crowdfunding efforts in the last few years. The latest is the Genius contraption. It's not really called the Genius contraption, but it's called, and it's an air hook, right? Isn't that what it's called?
It is called the air hook, yes.
And what, how does this work? What's this all about?
So if you've ever been on a plane and you're juggling in your tight little seat that's not big enough for your rear end, let alone your tablet, your drink, you're just trying to make it all work and your knees are jammed up against your chest, what the inventor has done is create a hook that enables you to leave the tray table up. You don't even touch the tray table. This hangs off the back of the tray table and it holds your drink, so it's like a cup holder in your car, so the drink doesn't spill on you, and it also holds your tablet so you can keep watching your movie without having to hold the tablet in your hand.
That's awesome.
It's, when you see the video, it is so awesome. And
because you know what freaks me out about the tray table? The germ.
It's disgusting.
It's always
disgusting.
Yeah,
you used to wash them off all the time. They don't anymore.
Yeah,
no, it's filthy.
I can tell you as an editor from Men's Health Magazine that the tray table is one of the most germy things you will encounter in the day until you get to your hotel room and touch the bedspread. But
I think that's another time.
Stop it.
I did not say that Greg Stevens is the technology editor of Men's Health Magazine, travels around a lot and gets to see a lot of yucky stuff like this under the circumstances.
Yes. So
Very smart.
What's really cool about the air hook is, first of all, when you hear about it, you might think, oh, it's going to be expensive. They're $22 or $24.
Really?
What I love is that they did Kickstarter exactly right. Mm-hmm. They already were ready to go to the factory and start making the product.
That's what you got to have. You got to, when to do a crowdfund, you got to have something that rewards the people who invest. And it's a tacit sort of put your hands on it thing. Okay, I'm going to get that for putting that money in. That's what makes it work.
That's exactly from the entrepreneur's perspective. The beauty of Kickstarter is that, first of all, you could essentially get an MBA by just going to Kickstarter and looking at this guy's campaign, other great campaigns, and terrible campaigns.
Yep.
And learning from
how to do it.
Yes.
Yep.
If you can master Kickstarter, you can probably do anything. Mm-hmm. And if the guy who created the air hook had gone to venture capitalists,
they'd have laughed at him.
No, not
or they'd have wanted 80%.
Him. Well, exactly. He might have having to give. He might have had to give away 50% of the company or 30% of the company.
Right.
He's keeping all the money he raised, and except for his fee to Kickstarter, which is fair.
Right.
But he's not giving up ownership in the company. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful way to be an entrepreneur and kickstart your life.
It sure is. Wow. You're very enthusiastic about this.
I am.
Contribute to Greg Stebbins' Kickstarter campaign by going to Indiegogo.com. 59 after on Good Day.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.